Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Even CNN, which is the news equivalent of a disc jockey. In other words, it's always sunny in 72. Even they are pointing out, hey, inflation is real. You're going to be paying more for things. Your salary is not going to go up. The dollar you have in your pocket is going to be worth less. About 10% less seems to be the thinking. Although Whirlpool, which manufactures all sorts of consumer goods, raising the cost on a number of those goods by 12%. Think about it. I mean, that's some real money. Brand new double door refrigerator. I was looking online. $1,000 for one of those items goes up 12%. It's another $120. That's real money. And you're going to see that all over the place. Now, does this result in people saving more? Does this result in people getting second jobs? I mean, we're now paying people to stay home from their first jobs. Maybe when that ends, maybe there'll be people that want to get back to work and maybe pick up a second job on the side because they have to. And we're, what, a week or so away from a tax deadline? Man, all sorts of good news. Well, on that happy note, let's bring our friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial into this. Carl, good afternoon, my friend.
Well, hello, Jeff. I discovered something new just now. Then I should have checked Google, but I thought my wife was telling me the cheapest refrigerator she could get was $3,500.
Oh, really? I see. Well, what is the mileage on that refrigerator you're going to get?
I don't know, but it had a 52-inch big screen on the front of it that told you when the milk was going low.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. Well, listen, your wife and my wife apparently shopping at the same places, and yeah. Okay. Well, I'm happy to hear that sort of kind of, my friend. So, where do you want to start? Is the countdown on now to tax day in a week?
Yep, and some firms that you go to actually can take 5 days to actually get something set up. Some can do it faster.
Okay.
But now's pretty much the time, next couple days, if you're going to do an IRA, to open one. If you already have one open, then it's easy, even on the last day, just to put money in it. But I still wouldn't wait even. Towards the end of this week, you need to be getting those IRAs funded, determine whether that should be a Roth IRA or traditional, and how much money you should put in. And that's all for 2020.
Okay. Yep. Now, I know you're probably tired of explaining this to me, but I want you to explain it to me again, explain to everybody else, the difference between the Roth and the traditional IRAs.
So the traditional IRA, when you put money into your traditional IRA, it gives you a tax. So the amount of money you put in there is going to come off of your income on your tax return, so your taxes are going to go down.
Okay.
And it'll save you money in taxes. And $7,000 contribution if you're over 50 into an IRA, and if you're in a tax bracket around 30% state and federal combined, you know, it'll save you $2,100 in taxes. Putting now, it's not saving, it's deferring, because you're going to have to pay it someday in the future when you take the money out. So as it grows, you're building up a bigger tax burden and a bigger IOU to Uncle Sam.
Oh, I hate him.
Versus the Roth IRA, you've made the money, you put the money into the Roth IRA, you don't get any tax benefits today, but that money then grows tax-free for the rest of your life, and you can take it out tax-free. At any point in time, all the growth is tax-free, so that's the Roth IRA.
All right, and remind everybody about that deal where there's like a five-year window or something, right?
Yep, so with a Roth IRA, once you start one, you have to wait 5 years to take the money out that you've made over and above what you put in. And but to take that money out over and above that you put in, if you take it out before 5 years, then you have to pay tax on the amount that you profited. But if you keep it in there 5 years or longer, then there's never the tax. So if you don't have an IRA, you need to go ahead and at least start one. And you can put $50 in there and start one. And that starts that five-year clock ticking. So that if you put more money in 3 years from now or 4 years from now, you only have to wait a year or two.
I like that. So I don't want to use the term money laundering because, gosh, that's so ugly and highly illegal. But it does seem to me like that's a good way to maybe not launder it, but just rinse the dust off that money, right?
Yeah, I think so. I like the Roth IRA. That tax-free stuff seems pretty nice. The reason you wouldn't, though, do that is if you're making a lot of money now and you plan to stop working 5 or 6, 7, 8 years and you're going to not make near as much money, then you would want to do the deductible one now, the regular IRA.
Right.
And then when you're not working, you can convert it to a Roth IRA later.
Really? Wow. Okay, so these, what do we call these things, Carl? Are these strategies that you're employing?
They are. Tax
wow.
planning strategies.
God.
Yeah.
This is why people are coming to see you.
Yeah, there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
But when you get it working right, your engine's running on all 8 cylinders instead of 2 or 3.
I love it. All right, so here's what you got to do. You got to put me and the bride down for 2 of those minimal Roth IRAs. Get the clock ticking already. And
exactly.
Yeah, you think I'm joking? I'm serious. Send me an email. I'll owe you $100, but we'll get it to you at some point.
Email.
Yeah, seriously, I got to get that set up. That's brilliant.
I think so.
All right, so the clock is ticking, though, and I don't want to joke about it because people who want to take advantage of your knowledge, want to access your services, they really do have to act post-haste, right?
Yes, post-haste and need to get it done. We're down to the wire.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Next Monday when we talk, that opportunity will be gone.
Does it end at 11:59 or the night before?
It ends at 4:30. Monday afternoon. No, it actually ends at midnight. Midnight on Monday.
Okay.
There will be still a slight possibility if you can find an office that's open after 4:30.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's not like in the olden days where you'd be driving to the post office hoping
You're
against hope somebody was out there. I love it. All right. Well, Carl, I want people to call you. Look, I want people to call you anyway, but this, my goodness, time really is of the essence. How do they get in touch with you?
So call us, 844-CARLSON, or you can get us on our website, carlsonfinancial.com.
All right. And you let me know this new fridge that your bride is getting. Find out if that is actually going to be subdivided into condos at some point, because it sounds like one heck of a project, man.
Yeah, how many levels is that refrigerator?
Yeah. All right. That is our friend Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. Check them out online, carlsonfinancial.com. I love Carl for any number of reasons. He is brilliant like nobody's business. He knows exactly what you ought to be doing, and he's got a great personality. So here's why I always reference the personality when I talk about Carl. Because there are a lot of guys in this space. I know that. There are a lot of people going, oh, I'm a financial advisor. And you can listen to them and you think, oh my gosh, I'd rather stick toothpicks in my eyes than have to spend a few minutes with this guy, you know? It's like, oh, yeah, you may tell me you could make me a lot of money, but if I have to talk to you, no, not going to do it. Carl is a nice guy. He's a good guy. He's a smart guy. He's a savvy guy, and he's got a good personality. So for me, he's the guy you ought to be calling. Quick reminder, coming up just about 20 minutes from now, my friend John Reed's going to be here right at 5:05. John has actually spent part of the day today down at the Marriott where the Republican Party of Virginia is counting votes. You should be listening to John each and every morning starting at 6. This morning, State Delegate Jason Meares was on with John. In fact, this was the first interview that Jason Meares had done since he had secured the official Republican Party nomination for Attorney General. So that's just one of the things that John does. I swear to you, every single day, breaking news, reporting on news, getting the first interview with a major newsmaker. Those are all great things you will hear each and every morning with John. And you'll join me right at 6 a.m. Listening to him. And then this afternoon, we'll get his report. Really, it's his set of eyes that I trust, as he has been down at the Republican Party of Virginia counting room, trying to see what's going on with those ballots. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.